Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
It's widely accepted that France used to lead the way with its many varieties of cheese, but Britain has been playing catch-up, and now some say they offer more choice and variety than any other country in the world. From classic cheddars to more unusual varieties, there's no doubting that British cheese is some of the tastiest around. I'm Alistair McLaren, and I'm here at the International Cheese and Dairy Awards to chat with Paul Blake, AHDB's North American agent, and AHDB export manager Lucy Randolph, to understand more about the opportunity to export cheese to the other side of the pond. Hi Paul, please can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you came to be asked to be a judge at the Cheese Awards?
Yes, I've had about 36 years experience in the cheese business. Most recently, I was president of a cheese importing company in Canada. So I've sold a lot of European cheeses, a lot of North American cheeses, producers I worked for in Canada over those 36 years. And Lucy Randolph asked me if I'd step in. I recently took a job as a North American agent for British cheeses with AHDB. And Lucy asked if I'd be a judge at the International Cheese Awards, so I was happy to accept it.
Now, for anyone listening, how big are the markets for cheese in North America and Canada? And where does most of it come from?
Well, the market's very big. It's been expanding since the 1980s. You used to find that a lot of the major large hotel chains used to carry European cheeses, but you wouldn't see it in a retail operation. But like the beer industry, the wine industry, it's evolved, and a lot of supermarkets have gone into specialty cheeses over the last 20 years. So it just keeps going. And a lot of the artisan cheesemakers are coming back that used to be around in the old days. So it's a very good place to be right now. And, you know, anytime you go tell somebody you're in the cheese business, they go, I love cheese. I don't care who it is. They all say the same answer. I love cheese. So it's a very interesting market, and they're always looking for interesting products. So the market is quite large. I live in Canada, and the size of the market there is pretty big. There's a lot of imported cheese coming in. They like variety. They like wow factors. It's a big market. Canada is number 6 in cheese consumption. I think UK is number 5 in cheese consumption. You've got France right at the top, and then United States. So the United States is a massive market. So if you look at the North American market, there's great opportunities for British cheeses.
Talking of British cheeses, we're surrounded by lots and lots of delicious looking cheese here. What do Americans and Canadians think about our cheese? And has that evolved over recent years?
Americans like imported cheeses a lot. They like specialty cheeses a lot, so the UK makes some interesting stuff. I think, obviously, with cheddar being a massive category, both in Canada and the US, they have tough competition, but they make different cheeses. I mean, this is where cheddar was born, right? So, you know, there's nothing better than the original. But I think a lot of the UK cheeses have also expanded into names that make them more interesting. People are looking for interesting today, so there's lots of opportunities for UK. And it's not just Stilton's and Cheddar's that the UK makes. They make some really interesting stuff. We've seen them get in. The artisan cheesemakers are like they are in Canada, like they are in the US, are here in the UK, and they're looking for those kind of cheeses. So I think the story is also as important as the actual cheese itself. They love to hear the story.
Great. Now, tell us a little bit more about your role with AHDB and how that's going to help British cheese producers.
My job with AHDB, probably because I've been in the import business for 36 years, is you meet a lot of people in the industry. It really is a small world if you think about it. And my job is to bring cheese to people. So it's to talk about why you would want to carry more UK cheese. But what we look for is to understand the market. My job is to set up promotional activity with the retailers, and not always the big guys, the small specialty shops where they have cheesemongers. So that's part of my job, is to set up activity with a retailer in a region that might need growth of UK, where not necessarily the larger markets always. You want to go to the markets that are unaware. And also we do activities in, we did one recently in Beverly Hills on a rooftop, and we brought in cheeses that were not just the Cheddars and the Stiltons, but we brought a washed rind cheese from the UK. So it's to pique interest and throw that fish line out to hook them on not just, we don't just make cheddar, we make all kinds of interesting cheeses. So that's my job, is to bring people to cheese.
It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
Now, just before I go to Lucy, you've been a judge here at the Cheese Awards. Could I press you on what your favourite cheese has been this morning?
Well, I have a lot of favourite cheeses, and I didn't get to taste them all. So what was my favourite cheese this morning? Well, we had an interesting one, and because we don't know the names of those cheeses, because you're judging them without knowing who they are, to do it fair, and we had a goat and a sheep cheese that was interesting. It seemed to be the one that we liked the most, but there was a lot of interesting cheeses. We tasted the Red Leicesters, the young ones, the old ones. What I learned from it mostly is I learned some new things about great judging cheese, which I didn't know, so kind of checked off a box for me.
Fantastic. Now, Lucy, I know AHDB have been active on exports in Asia and the Middle East for several years. Why the focus now on the States?
Well, outside of Europe, the States is actually one of our largest export markets, and it's a huge, huge market for us. As Paul has just spoken about, they have a real affinity for specialty cheese products, for British products, actually. And it is a really, really good market for us to get out there and show what we can do. And it's a long-term one as well. You know, a lot of the exporters have been in the States for quite a while now, and they've been working it hard for quite a long time. So it's a key market for us. It's one who is used to our products and used to how we produce our cheeses. And we continue to hope to grow that.
Paul was appointed last October when we were mid-pandemic. How's he helped you so far?
Well, I mean, Paul has made an instant impact, to be honest. I mean, he's literally brought with him such a wealth of experience, connections, contacts, everything. So he's been a fabulous addition to the team here. And also I've been able to actually action activity that over the years haven't been able to do because, you know, resource, etc. And it's been great to have somebody in the market, but having a real focus on the North American market. And we're really taking advantage of having him on board. As he's mentioned, we did the Beverly Hills cheese and whiskey tasting event. We're about to do one in Miami. We've taken part in the Summer Fancy Food Show. We're going to be out at the Winter Fancy Food Show in Las Vegas. In February, we're going to be doing a retailer promotion. That's under wraps for now, later on this year. So there's a lot we're doing at the moment, plus the fact that he is working, you know, day to day with our guys, helping them get into the markets, navigate the issues, especially the thorny issue of quota into Canada, which I think, to be honest, Paul knows more than pretty much anybody else about, and is a particularly confusing one. So I think that has been a massive help for my guys.
Now, I've heard something about virtual reality cheese making, which is helping you at exhibitions around the world. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, this is still very early stages. We're calling it sort of beta testing at the moment. And it has been a long time coming and has been very much a work in progress. We've had to learn as we go on this, but pulled together a virtual reality journey through cheese making with interactive elements. And this came about actually, especially for the Asian market. You know, there's a lot of miscommunication about what dairy is, what you need to do to produce dairy, and wanted it to be a fun and interactive piece that taught them about our lovely green fields, where our cows come from, how happy they are, how well looked after they are, and then teach them how sort of the milk goes through the cheese making process and how it all works. And we've added in a couple of fun elements, so you know, the user can actually milk a cow and will then also be able to assemble a burger and grate some cheese onto their noodles so we can show them how we actually eat our cheese, etc. over there. And it's a bit of an educational piece, it's a bit of fun, it's also about taking away that myth of the sort of dairy side of it over in Asia. But I actually think it's going to work pretty well in quite a lot of markets because it's pretty spectacular, the VR film that we've done, we've gone to farms and actually taken VR film and then added in these interactive elements. So still a work in progress, but we're getting there, hoping to launch soon.
I've just bumped into Ian Coggin, sales manager from Belton's Cheese. I was lucky enough to have a tour of the facilities a couple of months ago and see the care and attention that goes into producing Red Fox amongst their other delicious varieties. Now, Ian, I know you already export to America and Canada. How important are those markets to you?
These markets are incredibly important to Belton Farm. Although we have a very strong presence in the UK and UK retail, the demand for speciality British cheese in the USA and Canada is very strong. People understand them, particularly in Canada. The markets have developed differently and our flagship Fox brands have been received incredibly well.
Now, I've just been speaking to Paul and Lucy from AHDB. How has their help given you access to these markets?
It's a great asset to us when we're working in these markets, because what we find, we don't always have the resource to be on the ground in the market. So Lucy and Paul, events that AHDB organised for us, the recent event in Canada, an event in California, we weren't able to attend, but we know that we are well represented with our products. And Lucy and Paul also have a great knowledge of Belton Farm and our products, so they can do a great telling story on the day.
What do you think about the potential for further growth for you and other British cheesemakers in the States?
Oh, I think that certainly in North America there is a long way to go. Belton Farm business in North America has been very much about food service and service counters, so cutting cheese. We've moved more into consumer portions and pre-pack as that market becomes more aligned to that style of packaging. And it means that the brand is more strongly represented because the portions that people buy have got the Belton Farm branding on. And we are seeing that develop now in existing accounts and hopefully new ones.
A big thank you to all of my guests for their time today. It's clear to me that the future for British cheese is bright and there's plenty of potential to expand further into overseas markets. Now, I couldn't visit the Cheese Awards without trying a few samples, so I'm off around the stands to see what I can find. I'm Alistair McLaren. Thanks for listening.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.